Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Beautiful stuff. Takalani, good afternoon to you, sir.
Ndi mandekwana vo malote bare mini.
Roona bare mini pedzi.
Ah, ridzula ro takara.
Ndau yandona. Ndau yandona. Ndau yandona. Thank you so much. Noma ndikotakara that we are speaking to you this afternoon. Kuamba na wena this afternoon. We're talking about a question here that we need you to actually help us decipher. Should schools implement more life skills education? I mean, life skills, not just about learning to clean, cook, iron clothes, etc., but it's about overall personal development and communication skills to better cope with challenges of this very life we live. And the WHO defines the life skills as ability for adaptive and positive behavior that enable individuals to deal effectively with demands and challenges of everyday life. And we want to discuss whether or not there's room for education system for life skills, education. Dagaran, tell me, man, yeah. Life skill, it's already part of our curriculum, as I understand. But how would we define life skills education as you understand it?
Yes, I think in the context of Adventist education, our philosophy is we empower a child for this life and the life to come. So we don't empower the child for academic excellence only. We empower them so that they can also meet life's challenges. They can live their life to the full potential. So we're talking about education for this life. So we empower a person so that they are able to cope with life, its challenges, its nuances, its different the different outcomes that you'll meet in life. A person must be able to meet those challenges and be able to add value to this life. Yeah, so we're looking at a full scope. You don't become one-dimensional. You become a full individual who's able to cope with whatever life brings you. I think in the context of what we teach as Adventists, that's what we are looking at.
I'm wondering, shouldn't this type of education, as you have explained it, be left to parents to instill in their children? I mean, with the assistance of perhaps extended family members and maybe church and society. I think those institutions are sufficient and fit enough to be able to, instill all that you mentioned. Does the education system need to be involved in all this?
Yes, so we also teach in Adventist education that the first teacher, obviously, is the parent at home. The parents have their role to play at home. But we also teach that there should be a partnership between the parent and the teacher. So the teacher also has a role to play. And the emphasis still is, as Adventists, we do not teach only for academic excellence. So the scope of a teacher goes beyond the academic training. So hence, we are very careful to choose who should stand before our children, because the scope of what they can be excellent in maths, but if they are going to instill certain negative traits in our children, we shy away from those people. The scope is far wider, even for the teacher. The scope obviously extends also to society. I always joke that I admire some of these kids at times that grow in tough conditions. You see them walking miles to schools. That is life, actually. We do not want that for our children at times, yes, but you find that those children who live and who strive through challenges at their young life, if they prevail, they tend to be more stronger than Some of our kids were sheltered in nice surroundings. So the society, the environment is also a teacher. The beautiful example in the Bible that I can give is that of David. Before David tackles Goliath, you find David out there in the wilderness, tending for sheep. Challenges come through and is enabled and is empowered to face those challenges. He kills a bear, he kills a lion. And when a bigger challenge comes of defeating a Goliath, David is able to withstand that challenge because the environment, through God's provision, had also prepared him for those tough situations. I mean, just imagine many soldiers had failed that test, but a young man, because God has taken him through some of those life lessons, was able to withstand a giant as Goliath. And David's life is a beautiful model. And God doesn't end there. He takes David to the palace of Saul, where he teaches him diplomacy, but he also teaches him the negative aspects, the behind the scene of power, how power can corrupt people. And Ellen White says that the other school of David that God took him through was when Saul was chasing him. And that was a lesson also for David, preparing him for life, the life that God had prepared him for. So I'm just answering the question, is this a role that is only to be played by the parent? No. Yes, the parent plays the primary role, but the teacher also plays a role. And then the society plays a role, but God himself ultimately is the one that shapes our lives. And the prayer is that we must also submit to him and his guiding, because some of these that we call tests and challenges, they come directly from him to prepare us for the life that he has that he has assigned for each of us.
You know, I was listening to a debate, I think a couple of weeks ago, started, well, a debate or a challenge, as it were, started by Professor Pakeng, Mamokhati Pakeng, who was saying that perhaps for grade 12s and maybe 11, you know, life skills may be set aside so that we can actually teach our pupils other, you know, subject that will be in demand at university or even in demand with the market. What would be your view with that?
Yeah, so I think there's a temptation, and I think the temptation is to focus on the skills that are in the buzz, that are buzz these days. Your AI, your artificial intelligence, your robotics, your coding skills. So that's the temptation. But a life, like there are basic principles in life that if each of us have, we are able to withstand anything, and we are able to learn anything in life.
And the question really there is, wouldn't they have learned enough of that by the time they get to grade 10?
No, you are never. I don't think you can get to a stage where you say, no, I've learned enough about life. So I think by grade 12, yes, we must be focused. We must be focused. But I think the issue about life skill must never be toned down. If you look at what happens in grade 12, you'll find that some kids, that's where they actually break down, because they are aspects of their life that are not refined yet. Mm. Yet the pressure of matric takes some of them down. Mm. So I think that's when you need to really emphasize it, because from grade 12, they get into university where they will have this abundance of freedom, where they are now given the opportunity to really perform on their own without the umbrella of parents, without an umbrella of a home. So grade 12, I think that's where the critical phase is. I mean, adversity, you would know how many A students will actually crash once they get into that that environment, the varsity environment. I would say it's time we really emphasize it. Mm-hmm. It's all about balance. Academics are important, I keep saying, but mm-hmm. the other aspects of life are as important, because a person is a holistic being, and we need to take care of all facets of a human being.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does life skills education help create a more well-rounded, children that will positively impact society? And by that, I also want to know how have these people who have gone through the life skills classes been to society? Has it helped at all?
Yes, I think the example that I always give is, and this is again in the context of Adventist education, you can have the most brilliant mathematician,
right?
Brilliant, and I think you've seen them in our lecture halls. This person is excellent at this one dimension of his life, but you have not developed the social skills of this person. You have not developed you want a person to be courageous. You want the person to have other facets in their arsenal, in the arsenal of their lives. So this person is good in teaching maths and all of that, but he fails completely in other facets, and is the impact that he has, it cannot even be felt. So you look at a person, for example, you're looking at a person like Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, yes, the foundation is the fact that he was a brilliant programmer at first, but he was not the best. But because he was able to fuse the foundational education that he has with brilliant communication skills, with brilliant communication skills, marketing skills, with brilliant vision, with brilliant resilience, given the fact that his company was taken away at one point, but he was able to come back and not give up. Those are people that really impact the world. People who are well-rounded. You have a foundation, yes, of academic excellence, but you also have a strong foundation of life, life's teachings. And in the context of Adventist education, that is core within spiritual excellence and spiritual development. Those are the people that really make an impact in life. There are people that we take to school. They become brilliant at what they do. They have a brilliant arsenal of tools that they have within them, but they are not able to impact the world because everything is intrinsic within them. They look inward. But as Adventists, we're saying we are developed so that we can impact the world for this life and for the life to come. So a well-rounded individual will be able to really impact this world, not only for themselves, not only for their family, but also for the society at large. So a well-rounded individual, if we have more of those, will have better families, will also have better societies. I think that's what Adventist education will give you, and what a person with a well-resourced arsenal of skills will give you.
Interesting, very much interesting indeed. Well, Tagarani, would you then say that a person who has done life skills as part of their education curriculum and the one who has not, there's a distinct difference there and capability to face life?
The last portion, distinct?
Ability or capability to face life.
Yes. And again, using real examples, because I think me and you will probably have seen these a lot of these examples at our workplaces, when we are at educational institutions. So life is tough, I think. All of us.
It is.
We tend to appreciate it. We often joke with our friends to say, hey, if they told us that growing up is this tough, we would have stayed at school.
It's a trap.
Growing up is a trap. And with each year, you find that the challenges that you face, they're always growing. They're always growing. So I think it's very dangerous for us to just prepare, not to prepare our young people to face a life. You need those life skills, critical thinking, problem solving, communication, courage. You need social skills. Those are the things that will get you through. When life presses you down, you need to be resilient. When you are put in the corner, you need to be able to fight, at least not physically. But that's the type of arsenal that we're talking about. And we're saying if a young person is not prepared for such, you are in trouble. Issues like self-esteem, self-worth, that you are created in the image of God, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Those are the important aspects that each child should have. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble as a young person if you don't have that, at least in your arsenal of skills that you possess.
Mm. Man, Tagarani, Dukorewu man, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us about this. I wish you the choicest blessings from above, and may the Lord walk with you in this journey of life as you continue to teach, not only formally but also informally. Dukorewu.
Hey, Roribu Angamanda Umalote, and thank you so much for the listening ear across the SID. We wish you all the best also for this year. Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.